All right, Yuri, let's go, baby.
Hello.
Hello, is this Yuri?
Yes, it's me.
Hey, Yuri, this is Charlie over here at Local Splash. We spoke yesterday about your Google presence, your Facebook campaign, everything like that. Okay. Did you get my emails yesterday? I sent you two.
Actually, no.
What?
So
I sent two.
I received the email just with contact information, but without any questions that I asked from you.
What do you mean you received contact information? The email should have been the whole breakdown of what we were going to have done for you. Did it not send that? Let me see here.
Oh, wait a second.
It says it shows that it sent everything over to you.
I see the price month to month, but I don't remember the question that I had. I guess it's serious. Yes, right now I just, besides our conversation, I also have two conversations with my current customers. So I just can't even focus on anything.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay, give me a second.
No problem.
So first of all, I believe we'll need to talk a little bit later today. I will send you I will reply on this email, the questions that I have. Because right now I even can't remember what kind of questions it was.
No worries. I know when we talked yesterday, you said you were going to have a meeting with another company, and then you were going to call me today. We had a meeting here at 11.
They called to me a little bit earlier that I asked them, so I was not ready to talk with them, and we didn't talk with them yet. But it is not about this. So I will have the same questions to them. First question that I really have, and I remember always, it is about reviews. A lot of reviews that you have, you have a lot of 5-star reviews, a lot of 1-star reviews. This is, I believe, why you have actually 4.4 or 4.3.
4.2.
Yeah, something like this.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you asked me that yesterday.
Yes. So the people tell that they can't get admin access.
To who?
How
to you?
Not to me. I mean, the customer, so they start work with your company, and after when they decided to quit or something else, they couldn't get the access to their profile.
Oh, you're talking about one of the reviews you saw?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, we give
it's
you
the
good
one that I remember now.
Yeah, so for your instance here, it's a little different. So typically when we build out a Google Business profile, we have all those access. We still give it over to them. Now, it's up to the customer to make sure that they have the right information on our end so that way we can give it to them. So also, too, for us, we protect our clients. So I can't speak of like what actually happened there, so I don't know. I just know that when we have somebody in an account, typically we're only dealing with the business owner. When people do run into those problems, they might be like one of their managers or something like that, where they say, hey, we need admin access, and we can't give that information to just anybody. So that's why what we do here is we make sure that we set you up with a security question, so we're always talking to you. So if you ever wanted something from us, then that person would have to reach out themselves. Now, also, too, if that review is very old, we've always changed things up and made our service better, because I don't know what happened with that admin access or how it worked, but I know that we're always giving it back to people if they do need to cancel for whatever reason it is. I did have a client of mine not too long ago. Her mother passed away a couple months ago, and she had to cancel the service because, her mom passed away. She kind of closing down her business for the next 3 months. And we were able to give everything over to her at that point, right? And then she was able to still have that stuff, but we weren't just programming her company because she wasn't utilizing it at that point. Well, we do give it to you. Yeah.
I mean, the main question, because, I don't want to, lose my profile. This is my profile. And
yes, sir.
This is my, and, I want to hire a company who will be, company who just, work with profile and not who or control my profile. And
right.
This is really important. And, I don't want to even, talk about the access to my profile because this is my profile. This
right.
is, company have to talk with me about the access to my profile.
100%.
And
yeah.
This is why I start think, okay, why people write reviews that they can't get the access to their profile?
Yeah, it like I said, for us, we don't take control of that access. So I don't, like I said, I don't know what happened with that review. I only work for the company. So with that, typically we do send over that stuff. So if there was a mix-up or there was wrong information that was being delayed and they got frustrated and they weren't able to gain that access right away, it's typically what happens when people get upset. But ultimately, it does get resolved, and we do send everything over to them. And that's why on the bottom of that review, you'll probably see that there's another review with our team that reached out to them, so that way we can get in contact with them to make it where they do get that access. Whether they take that review down or not, that's up to them at the end of the day. But yeah, they do get their, we don't own that stuff. That's yours to keep.
Yeah, because I'm actually was a little bit like got the extra thoughts about like what the heck, why
yeah.
people even like try to get the access to their profile. I mean, or it is a really stupid situation, or it is really bad company, because it is inadequate when you hire a marketing company and they just take the access and put you somewhere in the bottom and they control your profile.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, you get your profile. You're just adding us on as an admin. Same thing with, like the Facebook. You'll add us on as an admin as well. We don't take like access information with like your username and passwords and stuff like that. That's all yours. We don't ask for that mm-hmm. stuff.
Okay, got it. And, just, another question. I just, was today, on Google. And click on local slash, and there was a question that usually Google see pretty often, and it was about cancellation fee.
Okay.
And I remember we talked yesterday with you. You told me that there is no any cancellation fee. It is just month to month, and
sure.
if you decided just stop work with us, we just finish this month, and that's it. I believe. Something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah. You give us 3 days before your next billing cycle is due, and then we go ahead and cancel that service. We don't charge you a fee. If there's a review that says, oh, they charged me a cancellation fee, we have contracts. So if you break the contract, obviously there's a fee in those contracts, but we also offer the month to month. What you're getting is the month to month. There are no penalty fees for you discontinuing the service. Now, if you were to do a contract, and let's say you did a 12-month contract and you wanted to break it after 6 months, well, obviously you would have to pay the 6 months, right? That's what a contract
yeah.
is. But that's what happens there.
And what's the difference between the contract and the non-contract?
So the contract and a non-contract is just, it saves you more money. So if you're willing to put up, you know, a full year's worth of advertising, it's just set at one flat rate where you'd be locked in for 12 months, or a 6 month contract, or a 3 month contract, right? So if you're doing a month to month, then it is a little more expensive, because that's just how it works. If you're with anything in life, yeah.
The more scope of work, the better prices.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Yes, what I think we can try to do. I actually, so my brother is IT specialist,
nice.
And he actually actually told me the same thought that I had even yesterday and still today as well. That if we start the campaign for just $100, like or $300 per month, I mean 300 services plus 300 on Google Ads,
right?
You will not be able to jump on any first page of the Google.
Well, for the Google Ads, you will be placed on the first page of Google above the map section. That's up and running within 7 to 14 days. Now, when you're talking about the Google Business Profile, that's the one that takes 30 to 45 days. So with the paid advertising, that's going to show up as a sponsorship for your company. That will get up there within 7 to 14 days.
And how you get the percentage of the area? I mean, because as I remember, it is like 30% of any advertisement on the market. It will be mine, or like 10% of advertisement, or 5%, 50%. So what's the percentage of this campaign?
Yeah, it's just anytime somebody searches your services, we want to make sure that you pop up on that first page placements. So with the 300 Google ads plus, you know, the extra $100 from Google giving us that credit, you would have $400 worth of Google ads right then and there. Now, for the first page placement, you would pop up all the time once you're on that first page for the map section. We place you there, and then you yeah, we don't sign up another company so that way you rotate or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
You're able to be on that first page. Yeah.
Yes. Now I think we'll work with your company instead of Zoic, just because of the half year contract. I'm not ready to start work with half year contract.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we set up a tracking system for you too, so that way month to month you can see everything that's going on. You can see the metrics, the analytics, so that way at the end of the month you're making an educated decision like, hey, this company is the right company for. I would say this. Give us 2 months. You like the results in 2 months, then we can go into a contract where we can save you some money. Right. And then that way you already have felt out the month to month, but then there's no reason once we're getting you the results to still pay the high, to still pay the premium price there. We could always give you into a contract if you want. If not, if you want to do month to month, we could stay on that. It's up to you at that point. But what's your last name, Yuri?
My last name, Vargot, and, we're not signing the contract now. So I still want to just, think about the questions that I had yesterday, because I remember I asked you not just two questions. This is just a couple of questions that I had in the morning. And
okay.
Now, I just had to another customer on my phone, and I just I can focus on two things in one
at one time. Yeah. Multitasking.
Call me back today. Until what time are you working?
So we're open Monday through Friday. We're open from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Yeah, you're in California, I remember. Okay, let's try to talk with you maybe like 15 minutes before you close in.
Okay, yeah. I can give you a call right at 4 if you would like. That's not a problem for me.
I mean, for me, it is not a big deal, like 4 or 3:30, but for you, it is just, I believe it is just an hourly job, and I completely understand it. So let's do like 3:30 or 3:45, it's up to you. If for some reason I will not pick up the phone, call me back tomorrow, tomorrow, I will tell you what time. Tomorrow at 10 a.m. I will be already in Seattle. Or today, 3:30, 3:45, and I will be ready to sign everything. Or tomorrow only at 12 or 1 p.m.
Okay. I'll try 3:30, 4 o'clock for you, and then we can go from there and see see if you're available. And then if you are, cool, we'll get everything set up for you, okay? And then if not, then I'll give you a ring at, what, 12 o'clock tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Because if I will have time after my conversation with customers to prepare the questions and send it to you.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you didn't receive the questions, just call me back tomorrow. It will be much better.
Okay. Absolutely. Will do.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. Cool, Yuri. All right. I'll talk to you at the end of the day here.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.